Anyway, it's amazing how time flies. Soon the first presidential contest will take place, and I, for one, cannot wait to see who the Koch brothers pick. It's exciting. Marco Rubio, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Jeb Bush, Scott Walker. Who will finally get that red rose? The winner gets a $1 billion war chest. The runner-up gets to be the bachelor on the next season of The Bachelor. I mean, seriously, $1 billion from just two guys. Is it just me, or does that feel a little excessive? It's almost insulting to the candidates. The Koch brothers think they need to spend $1 billion to get folks to like one of these people. It's got to hurt their feelings a little bit. And look, I know I've raised a lot of money too, but in all fairness, my middle name is Hussein. What's their excuse? The trail hasn't been easy for my fellow Democrats either. As we all know, Hillary's private emails got her in trouble. Frankly, I thought it was going to be her private Instagram account that was going to cause her bigger problems. Hillary kicked things off by going completely unrecognized at a Chipotle. Not to be outdone, Martin O'Malley kicked things off by going completely unrecognized at a Martin O'Malley campaign event. And Bernie Sanders might run. I like Bernie. Bernie's an interesting guy. Apparently, some folks really want to see a pot-smoking socialist in the White House. We could get a third Obama term after all. Could happen. Anyway, as always, I want to close on a more serious note. You know, I often joke about tensions between me and the press, but honestly, what they say doesn't bother me. I understand we've got an adversarial system. I'm a mellow sort of guy. And that's why I invited Luther, my anger translator, to join me here tonight.